Are you ready for this load of junk food? As inflation still has a grip on the U.S. economy, and we, the consumer, continue to pay higher than usual prices for everything, you know, like housing, energy, gas, and other essentials, the CEO of Kellogg's has a solution for cash-strapped families who are struggling to afford their grocery bills. Are you ready for it? Just eat cereal for dinner, everyone.
The cereal category has always been quite affordable, and it tends to be a great destination when consumers are under pressure. So some of the things that we're doing is first messaging. We got to reach the consumer where they are. So we're advertising about cereal for dinner. If you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do, that's going to be much more affordable.
Yeah, that's legit. The CEO of Kellogg's and his response to families struggling to buy food. Just eat cereal for dinner. I bet this out-of-touch billionaire hasn't even stepped foot inside a grocery store within the last decade. And yet he and the Kellogg's team, they've made it this new advertising slogan, just eat cereal for dinner. Perhaps you've actually seen some of these Kellogg's ads yourself promoting this idea of cereal for dinner. If you haven't, take a listen.
When I say cereal, you say dinner. Cereal.
Dinner!
Cereal.
Dinner!
Chicken!
You can have the night off, chicken.
Oh, okay, I'll go marinate.
Cereal!
Dinner!
Cereal!
Dinner!
I'm sad to admit that we have Frosted Flakes in my pantry right now at home. So I went to my pantry over the weekend, looked at it. Did you know in a single serving of Frosted Flakes, there are 24 grams of sugar? Just what my three-year-old needs right before I try to put her to bed. 24 grams of sugar. You know what? That part of my day is already enough of a struggle bus. I don't need to add 24 grams of sugar to the bedtime struggle routine. So as the elites are promoting we eat cereal for dinner to save money, cereal, one of the worst meals you can have, the Wall Street Journal also has a suggestion for us. If eating cereal for dinner doesn't fix your finances, not to worry. The Wall Street Journal is just saying, hey, poor people, just try skipping breakfast. This is a real column put out by the Wall Street Journal. It is entitled, and I quote, "To save money, maybe you should skip breakfast." So as producer Josh pointed out to me, we've gone from breakfast being the most important meal of the day to, just skip it. Who the heck cares? They are literally telling us if you cannot afford food, just don't eat. Just starve instead. May I remind you, the very people, the elite of the elite, who are advocating for you to starve, are the very ones who wanted to continue to dish out stimulus checks. You know, like free junk food. Folks, the stimulus checks that you received, that check, it was never free. Never free. And now we're all paying for it. In fact, you are going without food right now so you can pay the cost of those stimulus checks. And I'm not making this up, okay? According to the Federal Reserve out of St. Louis, and I quote, "The stimulus payments led to substantially more demand for goods, but industrial production at the time was unable to keep up. Thus, the result was a higher amount of excess inflation." It's a direct quote. Nothing is ever free in this country. So, for example, when you hear all of this junk also about Biden, you know, canceling student loan debt, we the people are still going to be paying for that. Let me say it again for the people in the back right now. Nothing is ever free, even if it was, quote, canceled. Don't believe that bold-faced lie from the left for 1 second. Be smarter than that.
Podcasts by Federated Media.